reviews, movie news. And here is the question of the week. What movie would you like to see a sequel or a prequel made? Now, we'll bring your answers up in just a bit. So here's some of the movie news I have. And they're Edge of Tomorrow, according to the director. Edge of Tomorrow 2 will revolutionize sequels, according to Doug Lineman. Now, have any of you actually seen that movie? Edge of Tomorrow, it's with Tom Cruise.
Yes, really, really, really liked that movie.
So I'm not the only one. I actually thought the way they kind of did that, the Groundhog Day effect, was really done.
It was the whole movie was fucking fantastic.
I always love, my favorite part of any time they do the Groundhog Day thing is when the guy kind of gives up and just dies funny.
Yeah, oh yeah, which, I mean, that there was a handful of moments, but see, that's the thing, is they pulled the Groundhog Day off in the same way that Groundhog Day was done, where you didn't get sick of reliving the same day. You know, it was the different shades of the day or the different angles with something new. They played it off really well without letting it get stale.
I love the fact she kept killing him. What's my favorite part? You failed. It's like, no.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. The first third of that movie is one of the most fun things that I've seen the last few years.
I was really impressed that I liked that movie, because the last couple of movies that remotely looked like that, because Oblivion was around that same time.
Right.
And I hated that movie. I actually hate it more now after the fact than when we reviewed it. They've talked a little bit about the Xenomorphs in the new Aliens movie coming out. What do you think about that? I'm not really up for another one, because the last couple of ones have really sucked. And by the way, they look like something out of Beetlejuice.
Yeah, they kind of do.
There's a scene in Beetlejuice where the two dead people make their faces look weird. That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. And of course, you can find all the movie news we're talking about in this episode on our Facebook page.
Except for this one. How would you like them to stop raping your childhood?
I'd very much appreciate that, honestly.
So they're going to do a live-action Voltron.
You mean are they doing the actual Japanese cartoon, which is based off called Gold Lion?
They haven't released that. They are saying it's going to be a live-action Voltron coming from Universal Studios.
So it's... Wait a minute, they're already doing it. It's called Power Rangers, the movie.
That's what I'm thinking.
There's that too, but didn't they just do a Netflix original of Voltron?
Yeah, they did.
And it's kind of like the same style that they did Avatar, The Last Bender, with the Last Airbender in the style of the comic, or, you know, the drawing style. But, I mean, it's not horrible, it's not great, it's, you know, meh. But I was a big fan of Voltron as a kid, and I'm kind of,
thinking there's got to be just, you know, like a clamoring for this kind of thing, because that seems to be pretty close off the heels of that.
Well, they've been bitching about doing Thundercats for how damn long? Well,
so here's man, so you know how many fake trailers exist online of that thing
with Brad Pitt, nonetheless.
I have a question for you. Would you like to see this as the Wachowskis did Speed Racer? And Ooh. That, or do you want it to do more realistic? Because if they did it more like Speed Racer,
I'd be down.
I might be more into it, like more live action anime than live action movie.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down with that. But I think they're going to go live action movie like they did with Pacific Rim. And I think that's where they're trying to come from on the back of that.
I think you're right. It's going to be very gritty and very realistic. And
did you hear that? That's my childhood moaning.
No, that's your childhood weeping in the corner.
So talk about in a franchise that shouldn't be rebooted. Rambo, everybody's favorite 80s action movie, is getting rebooted.
Rebooted or just another one?
This is according to the headline, Rambo getting a reboot, likely like every other franchise.
Now, I mean, I liked the way that they did the last Rambo, the most recent one with the 50 cal exploding people's heads.
So this is directly
that was kind of cool.
This is directly from the article. But next in line, according to the Hollywood Reporter, is the 80s action movie franchise Rambo. New Image / Millennium Films is developing Rambo New Blood, which would cast a young actor in the role that Sylvester Stallone made famous. They're attempting to treat Rambo as a character like James Bond. Oh my God. That literally gave me an idea.
So Rambo's a title?
I think they might mean in the way they sort of updated the character from,
like, anybody, you know, can
Pierce Brosnan, let's say, to Daniel Craig.
So when are they
going to
have...
That's going to be some big shoes to fill. Wait, here's my
Are you saying Stallone was Pierce Brosnan and this new guy's Daniel Craig?
No.
Well, yeah.
Stallone is Sean Connery.
Like, they're going with that sort of an image change. But here's the thing.
He's not Roger Moore, but Sir Roger Moore. Sorry.
You can't fucking go backwards with the knife.
Yeah.
He's got a point. Like, since number one, First Blood... Which it's weird they're calling it New Blood. That's just weird.
Yeah, and I thought it was
like too. Almost like it feels like incestuous. You know what I mean? But
no, Rambo just is on his period.
Oh jeez,
dude.
Wow, man, that's a little far, man.
But the knife kept getting bigger throughout the entire run of these movies.
So when does it?
It's going to be weird to see him just with like a regular knife.
Well, when does it go from Rambo to Berserk?
I don't know. I mean, is he really going to start with a Swiss Army knife?
Well, people probably remember how serious of a movie the first one was.
Well, because the first one was
a very serious telling of just a guy who kind of got, you know, ran into the wrong sheriff and got into some shit. It wasn't ridiculous. It was nowhere near ridiculous.
Well, you want to know why? The first one was based off of a book. And the book, he actually, I think, killed himself or died. And then all the other ones were just... Hey, let's make a ridiculous movie. Matter of fact, the third one actually says to the brave Afghanistan's fighting Russia. I'm really not excited for another Rambo movie.
No.
I don't get me wrong, I love Rambo. He's one of my favorite characters, but how about come up with another character? I mean, there's got to be a lot of other stories out there.
Obviously not. Hollywood doesn't know how to read a book.
Matter of fact, where's Silverchair? You were making a bunch of Narnia movies. How about make the next one, which is one I've been waiting for freaking ever.
Yeah.
And kind of a sad bit of news, Deadpool 2 not only loses a director. Deadpool loses the director, and now they're eyeing John Wick, director David Leitch. Leitch? L-E-I-T-C-H? What do you think?
No. I mean, you got John Wick, who is not Deadpool, and you have a movie, Deadpool, that was just fantastic.
But
why would you backtrack?
What do you think on the director or the actor?
You can't compare what he's not going to try to make John Wick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you got two different things going on here. You got a director who nailed Deadpool, and then you got a director who did John Wick. I mean, why are you bringing these two guys?
Do you think that's due more to the director or to the actor, Ryan Reynolds, who's been kind of on the forefront of making Deadpool to begin with?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm trying to figure out what your point you're trying to make with...
I'm trying to make a point that you're freaking throwing a different guy to fill the shoes of a movie that got nailed by the director and whatever actor, if you want to throw that in there too,
to give it to somebody else
who doesn't have the same vision.
He doesn't want them changing course.
Well, look, like I said, dude, he's not doing John Wick. He's going to do Deadpool the sequel.
I understand
Which is its own thing. I mean, I think anybody jumps in there and basically does the sequel to Deadpool. You know, I mean, it's a guy who can.
So you want to see Michael Bay do Deadpool?
I think even Michael Bay would understand the movie that he's making. You know, people make different movies. It's not like the guy who made John Wick is only going to make shit that looks like John Wick.
Well, okay, you're quoted on that now.
The only thing that I'll be honest is I'm worried about.
Quote me on it.
You're saying Michael Bay knows what he's doing.
Deadpool 2 look like fucking John Wick.
No, the only thing...
I'm not saying he's going to do that. I'm saying, why the fuck would you switch it like that?
Well, I have no idea. That could be just some internal studio bullshit.
Well, according to everything I read, it was a conflict with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, well, there you go. If Ryan Reynolds is saying... I mean, that dude really...
That makes sense to me.
...the entire Deadpool
You didn't thing. Say that.
You didn't ask.
Well, you didn't say it.
Well, see, I don't... See, the only thing is, I think even though they had a directional difference... Do you think it will be better or worse?
That depends on if the guy listens to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, exactly. I think if Ryan Reynolds, who is probably the biggest fan on that set of Deadpool, is saying, no, this is going to be better handled in this guy's hands, I fucking kind of trust his opinion there.
That's what I'm going with.
And on a little lighthearted note, there,
Margot Robbie.
Thank you. Margot Robbie joins Peter Rabbit adaptation.
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, the children's book.
Why the fuck? Ah, Jesus.
So I'm with you on this one, Ryan. Why are you bringing this up, John?
Just to bring up the point that they're running out of stuff to do.
Oh, we already knew this.
Man, we remind everybody
we bitch about this every week.
We do.
And so I mean, are you trying to get us back on the same track when we're trying to get off of that train?
Yes.
No.
I can't wait for the Peter and the Wolf movie.
Yeah, and oh my God,
where's your ticket?
I mean, I really thought we hit the bottom of the barrel when somebody was adapting Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh shit.
Well, no, see, the first one is cool. It's the fact they somehow made a sequel out of it was kind of like,
no, the fact that it was made at all, whether it was good or bad.
Yeah, I kind of go.
That was like an 11-page kids book.
You actually
they
read it?
They moved a fucking 90-minute movie
what
out of that.
What was that stupid one about the bathroom? The kid needed to go to the bathroom? What the hell was that book?
If Peter Jackson can make 9 hours worth of movie out of The Hobbit, they could easily make a 90-minute movie out of an 11-page book. I mean,
no,
come
but
on.
They made two.
Because Peter Jackson failed at making a 9-hour Hobbit movie.
Well, I never said he did a good job. He just succeeded at making a 9-hour movie.
Well, he got people to go to 3 separate box office openings.
Yeah, for sure. We all gave him our money 3
fucking
times.
I mean, come on.
He's the idiot.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. Do you love us, hate us? Is there any news you'd love us to report? The other thing is you can also catch us on Podbean, Stitcher, and more. And so the question of the week is, what movie would you like to see a sequel or prequel made? And here is mine, just because I love the history. I would love to see, was it the Silmarillion?
The Silmarillion.
I would love to see some of those stories actually made into a movie, probably without Peter Jackson, though. After
like a heavy metal style?
That would be kind of
cool. I'm just throwing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's just something, just without Peter Jackson, because he used so much CGI. And The Hobbit was like seeing the Technicolor rainbow. I want to see somebody else do it.
Did your cat just jump off?
Jackson
the thing
went
and
off
hang
the deep
itself?
End. If he gets back to the, well, see, okay, the Hobbit was a little bit more of like a children's story, you know. So a part of it can be forgiven, but at the same time, he wasn't making this movie for kids. He was making it for everybody who went and watched Lord of the Rings.
And there was so many. I liked the story. There are bits and pieces I didn't like, but the CGI was so bad in the theaters, I was thinking they could have rendered it better.
Yeah, it was just, it just seemed so out of place. I mean, the what do you call it, where your brain doesn't accept that what you're seeing is real because it's not. The Uncanny Valley, the gap was so wide. But the Silmarillion, that's a different thing. That has to be, it's because it takes place, you know, in like the first stage, and really goes through, you know, where the wizards came from, and all of the stuff with Sauron and where he came from and his master and the rebellion and
Sauron.
See, Sauron, I think there's so much history there.
Sauron.
I think it would be an amazing movie, it didn't have to be a movie, but I think as a movie, there's so much history there. If you did it right, it would be really good.
Maybe a good miniseries or something.
That's what I'm saying. What they did with Neverland.
Yeah.
I would prefer to see it like a heavy metal style where you have, you know, different stories being told all over the place, but in a continuous motion.
But live action.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
You
totally
know what I mean?
Agree. Yeah.
I think that could be really well done if you didn't have some crackhead like Peter Jackson running the film.
Yeah. I mean, because to me, matter of fact, Tolkien's son, I think, is releasing more stories.
Yes, he still has rights to it.
And so one of the reasons it'll never be made anymore is because he hates Peter Jackson so much. So that's one of the reasons I'm hoping if they hand over the reins to somebody else who's I don't know exactly what Christopher Tolkien's problem is, but, you know, somebody's willing to do it a little richer or better.
Yeah, well, he changed a few things and whatnot, and stuff that still made for wonderful, wonderful movie watchings, talking about the first three movies.
Don't get me wrong. There's definitely a few things in the movie that really ticked me off because I thought the book was better, but to me it was a forgivable sin because of the story they were trying to tell.
Right, exactly, and trying to kind of get the meat and potatoes out. But, you know, Chris is obviously very, very precious about his old man's work, so.
Oh, yeah. James?
God, what is he, like 90 years old now?
Probably.
So what's yours?
You know, I have always thought that they should actually expand upon the story of I Come in Peace and get into fighting the drug wars like that.
Yep.
Wait, I want a Dark Angel 2.
You, out of all people, I never... That one was totally out of left field. I was definitely not expecting that movie. I want to see Dolph Lundgren. Like, wow.
I want them to go off of the futuristic drug wars.
Hey, did we switch roles for this week? What the hell, man?
You asked me.
Damn, I was definitely...
I mean, you know, hey, look, I that's one that I would actually watch, though.
Right?
Out of all the sequels that are being made, I'm into that.
Don't get me wrong, I would watch it as long as they found that little guy he was partners with.
Yeah, you know what, that's what I'm saying. I just want to see
them... I want Dolphy.
I want them to do something, because that was when they finally explained what was going on. I mean, the actual thought process that went into them extracting the drugs at that exact moment. I mean, that was actually a really cool idea.
Too bad that
the rest of the movie sucked.
Well, because they spent all the time coming up with a premise of that. They didn't just put more time for the movie.
I want to see what the hell was going on. You know?
Yeah, I don't disagree, Ryan.
And if I wanted a prequel, hold on. If I wanted a prequel, it would be Wolverine: The Beginning. I want to see the beginning life of Wolverine exploring his healing powers.
But they have that. It's called X-Men Origins.
No, that was not what that was. What I'm talking about is Wolverine back in. They even showed him at times in the Civil War.
No, I think...
So I want to see where all that began.
You want to see him from boyhood to manhood.
Yeah.
I'm game with that. I think it would be a little bit more interesting than pretty much every other Wolverine movie they made.
Well, I don't know. The new one. I saw the trailer. It's...
That's the only one that I'm remotely interested in, because after the first three original, I was kind of like... I'll watch it, but they're going to suck. And so far,
well, unfortunately, I think the window may be passed on sort of another Origins. The precedent was sort of set with the Hulk when they did one, and then I think a year and a half later, dropped the other one. Just to be like, hey, look, this is sort of a palate cleanser, the first piece of shit.
They went with Norton and Tim Roth.
Decided to quickly move on with Wolverine, and that's why they're going into this one. Yeah. I think they listened to the audience and said, like, hey, this got way into left field here.
Yeah, they're putting the nails in the coffin on this one.
I do think one of the reasons why the Hulk was a little bit more successful is because there's been so many people that have played him over the years. It's been the same guy every time. And I think that's one of the reasons they'd have to completely reboot it with a different actor, I think, for it to even remotely do well. And I don't even think it would do well, because the same guy's been playing it for so long.
Well, I think it sort of does benefit from there being so many iterations of the Hulk, you know, that it can kind of just get thrown out with the bathwater, you know? Like, if there's a shitty one, it's like, hey, look at the other one.
Yeah.
You know, and then it gets forgotten sort of about the other ones, you know?
I mean, like the Tim Roth and Norton version?
Exactly.
How fast did
that one go away?
That was a Marvel. That was actually Marvel's version,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was the halfway decent one, because the Eric Bana one was unbelievably terrible.
Oh, yeah.
No, that one, the one James mentioned was actually really good for being a Hulk movie.
And was
the Abomination, and it was actually decent.
It was one of my favorite actresses was in there, too. Jennifer Connelly, was she in that one?
She was in one of them. I think she was in the one with Eric Bana.
I think she was in the one with Norton.
Yeah, might have been the one with Bana.
So what about you, Ryan? What's yours?
Well, I thought about it for about a minute, and then this one popped in my head, and it was just obvious. Leon. There Ooh, needs to be yes. a Leon sequel.
Ooh. You mean a Matilda sequel?
That's precisely what I mean.
So it'd be with, like, Matilda the Professional and kind of hint at Leon. I'm game with that.
I've been saying that one
that's,
for a while.
That's needed to happen since that movie became, like, one of the bigger cult movies ever.
If Tyler was in the one with Norton and Tim Roth.
Oh, right.
I'm game with that. Matter of fact, even seeing a sequel about Leon's missions and hits.
Or a prequel, you mean, of Leon's...
Leon!
Yeah,
I would totally be down for anything revolving that.
Fuck are you people?
American, that's what.
Well, if we actually have a French audience, my apologies.
Hey, and when I'm in France, I will pronounce it Léon.
Léon.
Wow.
Get me a baguette, Léon.
Why do you think I have this outrageous accent?
So actually, we've had two really good suggestions, Ryan and mine, and one out of what? Coming out of Ryan. James.
Oh, out of Ryan.
I'm trying to figure out, you want a Dark Angel too. I mean, that's kind of...
I want a Dark Angel freaking, like, drug wars. That's what I want to see. I want to see futuristic and past drug wars.
I even got the title. It could be, what was it?
I don't know.
I come in peace forever. It's just 80s enough, it'll work.
I come back from pieces. That's what it should be. I come back from pieces.
Oh. And so have you guys heard anything more about the new Predator movie?
No.
I've read a little bit more than saying because of Deadpool, the director said now I'm able to make a Predator movie in rated R. Because I think the last one was PG-13.
I think, are you talking about Predator versus Aliens?
No, it was the last Predator. It was the last reboot. Remember that's Predators? The one where they dropped everybody on a planet and didn't tell anybody why and shenanigans happened?
Yeah, Predators.
Was that Predators?
Yeah.
Okay, I've lost track.
I mean, at this point,
They could do Predators in space, but, oh, wait, they did.
Yes.
I mean, come on, they definitely peaked with...
AVP2.
Predators 2. What's his name? Danny Glover.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wow, I was thinking they peaked when they did Aliens versus Predator, but you know,
oh, man, no, come on, dude. Aliens in Los Angeles during like gang wars and shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Predator, not Aliens.
This is true, especially during that time period. You thought a Predator would have gotten shot at or something. Of course it wasn't, you know, Predator in South Central. He knew better.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, thank you for watching.